DW.
It's early evening, and the reason I'm slightly whispering is because I'm listening to a sound I've seldom heard in Madrid. It's that of a bird called the swift. These perennial travellers are back in Europe for the mating season. Normally they can be heard screaming across skies in huge flocks, but to hear just one individual so clearly in an urban sprawl the size of Madrid is almost impossible. The reason, of course, is the surreal quietness of the coronavirus lockdown. Listening to the swift inspired me to find out more about how animals and birds have been coping while much of the human world is in shutdown. I'm just returning from a chat I've had with David Howell, a policy advisor at SEO BirdLife, a Spanish environmental NGO. Birds also suffer illnesses due to air pollution, and the recent lack of traffic and cleaner air has been as much a respite for them as it has for humans.
Birds suffer breathing, respiratory problems, lung damage, even lung failure. They're particularly vulnerable to this because birds breathe faster than we do. They need to get oxygen through their bodies much quicker than we do, especially, of course, because of flight, which is a huge physical effort. That means they're taking in polluted air at a faster rate. There are other effects which are seen on birds as a result of pollution, which include a higher incidence of cancers, lower body weight, breeding failures. So, yes, birds in cities suffer from atmospheric pollution in similar ways to the same ways as we as humans.
A recent article in the El País newspaper highlighted how the lack of presence of humans has encouraged some wildlife to move from the countryside and into some urban areas. Wild boars roaming around Madrid, owls flying in and out of Barcelona. I'm on my way now to meet Manuel García, a vet with over 30 years of experience in dealing with Madrid's urban wildlife. Manuel tells me that this lack of human activity, especially in the countryside, has produced astonishing results. He says that for the first time in ages around Madrid, we can see wild boars, roe deer, different species of otter amongst many other animals, which wouldn't otherwise be seen. He says the lack of presence and noise that humans make has a big impact on local fauna. And while he believes that a post-coronavirus Madrid may see a change in social behavior, he doubts whether this will change in relation to the natural world. He argues that concessions people would have to make are too great to allow wildlife to flourish in the way it is at the moment. Manuel's point about noise pollution is relevant. I'm now recording this standing in one of the noisiest areas of Madrid. Some 10 buses stop at this junction, and there are three major roads that intersect it. Under normal circumstances, in normal conditions, with the noise of buses and cars and people, it would be virtually impossible to make a recording like this. By way of making a comparison, this is a recording I have of this very junction in the middle of Madrid, a recording that was done in January of this year, way before the city lockdown. But if wildlife is enjoying the peace and quiet, what about domestic pets? ALBA is the Association for the Liberation and Welfare of Animals, a charitable organisation based outside Madrid. For 22 years, they've run an animal sanctuary as well as an adoption service.
Sí. Buenas, ¿qué tal?
Hola.
Carolina.
Carolina, hola, sí, Carolina, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, voy a dejarle el perrillo al veterinario sí. Y ya.
Carolina Corral is the president of ALBA. We go through a gate to the dog pound, where she tells me the dramatic effect that COVID-19 has been having. She says we've not had a lockdown because someone has to look after the animals. She says, above all, she's been liaising and advising the police, as well as animal rescue services. Look, you see this dog here? Her owner died of COVID-19. The dog now lives in fear and is very timid. This is quite risky for us, she tells me. We have to wear a lot of protection because we could easily become infected. We are going into places full of the virus, but we have to not only help people, but the animals as well. Here we have six pets whose owners have died of the virus, she says. And we had a further three or four who stayed, but then went back to their owners once they got out of hospital. For David Howell and CEO BirdLife, the future is very clear. His organisation has written to the United Nations, urging it to make a cleaner environment and respect for nature a basic human right.
There's been a strong link made to the origin of the coronavirus in the way we exploit nature and the way humans damage nature through habitat destruction and through hunting. And we need to improve that, and we need to guarantee a human right to a healthy environment, as well as imposing and developing much, much more respect for the natural world.
As Spaniards once again gather at their balconies to applaud the work being done by the National Health Service staff, big questions are looming over the horizon as the country slowly comes out of lockdown. The headlines will be issues regarding the economy, but for many, the future will depend very much on the relationship that humans have with the natural world. This is Ashish Sharma in Madrid for DW.